This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control shows a link between pregnant mothers who drank contaminated tap water at Marine Corps Camp Lejeune and elevated birth defects and increased risk for childhood cancers. The study surveyed more than 12,000 families who consumed water on the base between 1968 and 1985. Richard Clapp is a professor emeritus at Boston University School of Public Health, and he is an epidemiologist who served on the federal board that reviewed the Lejeune contamination. He is with us today. Richard Clapp, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Also with us, Michael Biesecker, who is a reporter for the Associated Press and has reported on this story. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
Richard Clapp, give us the scope of the study and what you found.
Well, this was it's called a birth cohort. They actually did examine, as you said, over 12,000 births of children that were resident at or whose mothers were resident at Camp Lejeune while they were pregnant and up until birth. And they found some things that they were concerned about, which is childhood cancer was elevated in those who had significant contamination of their water supply while they were there. And similarly, particular birth defects called neural tube birth defects were also increased in women, in the children of women who were exposed during their pregnancy.
How much of it increased? I mean, how significant was the increase over the general population?
It wasn't really measured over the general population. It was measured over other people in the study who were not exposed. In other words, live somewhere else where they didn't get contaminated drinking water. So you really can't make a comparison to the general population. But for example, the children who got neural tube defects were four times more likely to have been exposed to benzene in their drinking water than others who were not exposed. And the children who had childhood cancer were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have been exposed to solvents, volatile organic solvents that were in their drinking water.
All right, Michael, and this has a backstory that goes back decades. Tell us about it.
Well, the first word of the contamination was released publicly in 1985 after the base was forced to close some wells after contamination at very high levels was confirmed, in some cases for TCE, which is a pretty nasty toxin at 4,000 times what we consider today to be the acceptable level for human exposure. But actually, the Marine Corps had indications going back years before that that they had a problem, including prior tests that had found contaminants in the water. They were just arguably very slow to take action, and then when they did finally let the public know that there was a problem and close some wells, they weren't exactly forthcoming about the extent of the problem.
A lot of these contaminants came from products that were widely used on the base, right?
That's correct. Benzene, which the study found was one of the most harmful contaminants, came from a leaky fuel farm, a series of fuel tanks that had been on the base since pretty much World War II and believed to have been leaking many of those decades. And the TCE and PCE, which are solvents used for degreasing old vehicles or in dry cleaning, those came from a couple sources, including contamination from just indiscriminate dumping on base, and then also an off-base dry cleaners that was right across the street from the gate that leached into the groundwater and flowed onto the base where it contaminated wells in a housing project called Terra Terrace, where Marines and their families lived.
So contamination goes back decades. Is there any reason to believe the Marines could have known about the contamination well before they finally discovered it and acknowledged that this was happening?
Well, there was testing as early as 1980 and 81, 5 years before anything was publicly announced or definitive action was taken, that showed that there were contaminants in the drinking water. The problem was when the Marines would do follow-up testing, they would, you know, get readings that were all over the place. They would get spikes with very high chemical concentrations, and then they would get water that had no chemicals in it, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, and that persisted for years. In retrospect, the answer seems obvious that of the multiple wells that were on the base that were being used to supply the drinking water system, they would rotate those. As one well's water would get low, they would shut it off for a while and cut on another one. So what they would have is when the contaminated wells were running, they had contaminants in their water system. When those were cut off and other wells were being used, the water would run clean. And so they would just chalk it up to these are variations or there's something wrong with the test, and they kept using those wells for that 5-year period.
Richard Clapp, what is the significance of this latest test?
This is a it's sort of confirmation of previous studies done in other communities that showed similar things. For example, in Massachusetts, there's a town called Woburn, Massachusetts. It was the topic of a book called A Civil Action, where children with leukemia were found to be 8 times more likely to have had prenatal exposure to trichloroethylene and perchloroethylene in their drinking water, the same chemicals as were contaminants in the Camp Lejeune drinking water. So the Camp Lejeune results are actually a confirmation of earlier results that were seen in Massachusetts. And then there was another study in New Jersey, basically, that showed the same thing. So it's adding to the weight of the evidence that these contaminants in drinking water, especially when drunk while mothers are pregnant, confer an increased risk of adverse health outcomes in their kids.
And you're talking about other civilian communities, but this is also a problem on other military bases as well, right?
It is. The widespread contamination actually on military bases throughout this country. It's been documented through what's called the Superfund program, the EPA categorization that says that lots of people are exposed to harmful chemicals, and there are hundreds of military sites that are on the Superfund list.
So, Michael, talk about this, whether or not the military is subject to environmental regulations that the rest of the country is. What regulations are they subject to, and weren't there tests back in the 60s that could have at least indicated that there were some serious problems with that drinking water?
Sure. With my colleagues at the Associated Press, I wrote a story earlier this year that had to do with a test called a CCE test, a carbon chloroform extract test, that the Navy had required as far back as 1963 in its manuals. There's some dispute about whether that test could have detected the contamination at Lejeune. The Marine Corps says it wouldn't have. We've talked to several chemists who said that the chemical concentrations were so high at Lejeune that even that rudimentary test would have shown that something was wrong and led to more testing. But we can find no evidence, nor can the Marine Corps, that they ever performed that required test at the base. The Marine Corps says, well, just because you can't find evidence that we didn't do it, you're talking about 40, 50 years ago, it's not unlikely that we did it and just can't find the results. But we tracked 3 former employees at the base who were in charge of the lab there, and all 3, 2 of them had never heard of the test, and the other said they didn't perform it. So it's pretty clear that between 1963 and the 1980s, that test was required but not performed, and that was a lost opportunity to maybe uncover this contamination decades earlier.
And you've also reported on the deep suspicions that people had and brought to the attention of the base, as military personnel on the base who believed that there were serious problems and who suffered some serious birth defects as a result.
That's correct. From the former employees who worked on the base, we heard anecdotes about the guy that would get in early in the morning and be the first to make the coffee and how he would let the water run because it would taste like oil if he didn't. And, he was one of the people in charge of the environmental safety of the base. He says he pushed for more testing. He's told they didn't have the money to buy additional equipment to do additional tests. Certainly people in the community, both former Marines as well as the children of Marines who were born or conceived and grew up on base, they have suspicions about cancers in their families, birth defects that people in their families experience. There are limits of the science of the correlation that they can show between, a baby that may have been stillborn in 1968 and whether that was the effect of that baby's mother drinking contaminated water. We'll just never know that. But the families that experience those losses and experience those difficulties, they certainly believe that the water played a role in a lot of cases, and they're suspicious of the Marine Corps and their reactions to the problems through the years.
Richard Clapp, how much do we know about the risk now that the men and women and families on military bases face?
Well, the risk is depending on how they're exposed. So if there is contaminated drinking water, even now, people who are drinking it are at risk, and I think this study and others show that. If the exposure, for example, in an air base on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, the main exposure to people was actually airborne from artillery practice. So there was the burning of artillery propellant bags after the exercise was over that exposed people downwind. And so that was not people actually on the base. It was people adjacent and downwind civilians who were exposed. So it depends on the circumstances of exposure. People who live on bases, if the water is contaminated and they're drinking it, are exposed and are at risk.
I want to thank both of you for being on our program. Richard Clapp is a professor emeritus at Boston University School of Public Health. He served on a federal board that reviewed the Camp Lejeune contamination. Michael Biesecker is a reporter for the Associated Press who reported on it. Thank you both for being on the program.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Just ahead, there is more on the state of things. Stay with us. You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.